Hi guys, I'm Letty and I'm an addict. And I'm like super, super nervous, right? And I'm sweating up a storm and I'm like, holy shit, I'm like never been this nervous before, right? And luckily, you know, my friend says, no, it's hot in here. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. I thought it was just me. But you know what, guys? I like to start off with something different, right? My topic is stability, right? And in order for us to obtain that, right, we gotta stay clean. And it's been really cool, right? My best friend is here, and she came in here, right? And she sat right behind me, and she stole somebody's chair, right? And then that somebody comes, right, and sits right next to her, and we're talking to her, right? And it's so cool, right? I would like for all of us to congratulate Amy on her 4 years today. Thank you, guys. This is amazing, right? I am like truly, truly humbled to be up here. It's not one of my favorite things to do. I love being in the kitchen. I love serving y'all, feeding y'all. And this is not one of my things. But you know what? Like, God saw fit, right, for me to be here. And I'm kind of like Jessica, right? Like, this topic to me doesn't fit me. You know, I have not had any stability in the last 2 years. You know, but when I look back on it, like, I get to see, right, the only thing that has been stable in my life is Narcotics Anonymous. Because everything else, like, has been turned upside down. And I know that, like, when I made the decision on April 17th of 02, right, like, I started on this path, right, that, like, my life started to change and it slowly started to get better, right? I started to, like, being able to have a place to stay. And I remember, like, when I first got here, right? Like, me and Lucy have a lot of similarities when it comes to that. Like, I remember coming here, living in a mobile home, and the mobile home was, like, roach and rat infested. And that was a better place than where I was at. And where I was at, like, I had a home, you know, but my husband didn't want to stop using. And I knew that I had to, like, make a change, right, for me and my children. And y'all taught me, right, that, like, I needed to, like, stay clean and stay away from people, places, and things, right? And he was one of the people that, like, was still using. And I was, like, so afraid, right, to go back to, like, where I came from. And I ended up moving, and I never imagined, like, my life being where it is today, right? When I came in, right, so most of y'all, some of y'all know, right? My sister came in March the 6th of 99. And I came in 3 years after her, and she's the one that told me what I had to do. You know, she told me I had to get a sponsor, and I had to be of service, and I had to work the steps. And I started doing that. I got me a sponsor the first day I went to my first meeting. I didn't shop around. I didn't look around. I didn't wait. You know, she told me that's going to be your sponsor, and that was my sponsor for 3 years till she used. And that's when I realized how deep my loyalty ran, right? Like, I didn't want to leave her even though I knew she was using. And, you know, till finally they told me, like, hey, man, she's using. She ain't coming back. And I still pray for her, right? Because she ain't made it back to the rooms. And for me, it made no sense that, like, somebody was helping me and they couldn't stay clean. You know, but I'm grateful that, like, I had a great example, right? My sister kept telling me, like, just stay clean and keep moving forward, and I did. And you know what? It's crazy, right, the way everything works. Last night I was looking for something, right, and I tore my whole house upside down, and I still couldn't find that paper, but I found something, right? I found my first paycheck, right, because something my sister told me was, like, you need to get a job. I had never worked in my life. Y'all that worked, man, like, I applaud y'all, because I don't know how y'all did that. I did not know how to do that. And I thought I wasn't an addict, right? But something I found out, right, if the drugs don't cure, your lifestyle will. And I had a really horrible lifestyle. because I never worked. Nobody in my family worked. Everybody used dope, sold dope, so, you know, in and out of prison. So, yeah, job was never there. So I came into Narcotics Anonymous 32 years old, and I had never had a job in my life. I'm lying. I had one job in Dallas, Texas for 2 weeks, never even got paid for it. But other than that, like, I never knew what it was to work. And my sister told me, she said, you can continue to do that. You can continue to steal to support you and your family. She says, but let me tell you what the consequences are going to be when you go to jail. Mom's going to raise your kids just the way she raised you. And that stuck to me, right? Because I didn't want my mom to raise my kids the way she raised me. So let me tell you, like, I stopped stealing and I got a job. And I just found my paycheck, you know, last night looking through those papers. And I got $136 for a week. Yeah. Couldn't even pay for my sneakers today. And I was like, crazy, right? But I kept doing what y'all told me to do, right? Y'all told me to keep coming back and keep coming back, and eventually my life would change. And I really didn't believe that my life would change. But like my sister was my example, right? Like her life was changing. I remember she was going to a convention, right? And I brought her all these stolen dresses and she got them and she was all excited. Then she called me the next day and she says, I can't take them. I was like, why? And she goes, because they're stolen and I don't live like that anymore. And I was like, what the hell did y'all do to her? Like, you didn't steal them, I stole them. So what difference does it make? But you know what? I got to see, right, change people, places, and things. And even that included me, you know, because I was someone that kept using. And you know what? Like, it slowly started to make sense, right? Like, just maybe, right? Maybe my life could change too. And, you know, fast forward to today, man, like, I don't get paid $136 a week, you know, and I get to stay home and I get to have, like, a really amazing life. I got to buy my own home that, like, I never imagined. I always thought that I needed a him, like, to be able to take care of me. And you know what, man? Like, I'm going on 9 years being in that place, you know? And it was never something that I even thought of, right? Like, just maybe I can be a homeowner. You know, like I said, like, where I came from was, like, and this is the crazy part, right? I came from, like, a shitload of money, where we had these big mansions and a shitload of freaking maids, to where we had nothing at all. And I'm gonna tell you, man, like, my mom died almost two years ago. And y'all gave her the freedom that she never had. You know, my mom had like a shitload of money and was never happy. And she came into Narcotics Anonymous and she found that happiness from herself. So I slowly started like believing, right, that my life could change too. And I told you, man, like, my life has like drastically changed in the last 2 years. But I'm grateful for what y'all have done for me, right? Like, y'all have like stood there by me, have encouraged me and have helped me to be able to keep moving forward, right? Even when I want to give up. I have met like some real amazing people, right? Like along this journey, I have changed circles I don't know how many times, right? But I still continue to do the things that work for me. Like I told you, man, like I love giving back. Something that was told to me, right? Just because they say they need a trusted servant doesn't mean it's me. You know, because I'm what you need, like I got you. I didn't realize it until I was doing H&I. And I had no idea where I was doing H&I. And it was on the platform, right? And I asked, where am I at? And they said, oh, you're in Malibu. And I was like, holy shit. I thought Malibu didn't need a recovery. I once was an addict. Malibu. So I thought it was cool, right? And I realized, right, that like, I have gone into the circle and I haven't like come out of it, right? My mom got like terminally ill, right? She had cirrhosis for the past like 7 years. And 2 years ago, they told her that like she was terminally ill. And we made the decision to move her into my home. And I was grateful for that, right? Like I didn't have to call Section 8 and see if it was okay for me to bring my mom home. Like I was just able to fix the room and bring her in. And I was able to care for her. You know, I was like there by her side and I didn't leave. And I got to do something that my mom didn't get to do for me. And I know today, right, that it's because I've been in recovery. You know, y'all taught me, right, that like we love unconditionally, right, regardless of what's being done to me. Because I know that like God has a bigger plan and I didn't have to understand why. But I just kept doing the next right thing, right? I kept showing up and I kept taking care of her. And my mom would look at me and say, why? Why are you doing this? I don't know. I just did, you know? I believe that that's what I was supposed to do, right? Like, I was supposed to be there for her and I was like supposed to like be that example, right, of what unconditional love was. And you know what? In the process, like I was able to forgive my mom for all the harm that she had caused. You know, my mom had left me home alone since I was 8 years old, and I took care of myself. And I'm grateful for that, man. Like, it's made me a responsible person, but I couldn't see that at 8 years old. And you know the crazy part, right? Like, my neighbor is sitting back there from when I was 8 years old. It's crazy, right? So we lived in this home for like 14 years, and my sister would break into everybody's house. And that's why I said she was the addict, right? She would break into everybody's home, left side, right side, you know, front, back, everybody's house. But she never hit the house right next door to us. And you know what? She came into the program and she met GQ. And GQ's like, holy shit, man, you were our neighbor. You know, and it's like, damn, you know, it's like, it's crazy how God works, right? And, you know, here we get to like, man, to be of service together, right? And that's, of course, like God, right? Because how else or anywhere else could that happen, right? That you meet the person you grew up with, you know, pretty much your whole life, because that's where we lived the longest, right? Because we moved a lot, you know, throughout my whole childhood, we were always everywhere and, you know, no telling where we would end up. And I was able, like, to forgive her for that. Like, I was able to bathe her and to feed her, right? And not have that ugly resentment that I had towards her. You know, and something that I realized, like, throughout this whole process, right? My mom and my sister were the two people I hated the most in my life. I resented them my whole life, you know, because they had always left me. And, you know, they were both in their addiction, so they didn't have time for me. So there I was, 8 years old, all by myself, you know, having to raise myself. But you know what? Like, seeing my mom so fragile, right? Like, I was able to say, thank you, God, for giving me this moment, you know, to find that forgiveness from inside, right? That, like, I don't have to go make that graveyard amends. Like, I did everything I possibly could for her, you know? And I was okay. After my mom passed, like, I was okay. Like, I knew that, like, she was in a better place. She wasn't suffering anymore. She knew of herself wherever, hopefully, she went to. But it wasn't as bad as her being there at home. And, you know, me and my sister started having a better relationship because now it was just me and her. And I started getting these crazy phone calls from my sister and it made no sense. And she kept calling and calling and he was like, what the hell is wrong? And then she called me on October the 15th, and I knew something was wrong. Like, something wasn't right with her anymore. And I drove up there to Austin, and, you know, we thought she just had, like, a mental episode. And we drove her to the emergency room, and they told her she had brain cancer. And it didn't take her long. It took her 1 month and she passed away. But But God gave me that opportunity, right? Like, to be there for her too. You know, I was able to be there with my brother-in-law. We were able to feed her and bathe her and take care of her and love her. When she passed, like, my whole world just turned upside down. Because the two women that I hated my whole life and the two women that were always, like, there, right? They were constant there, like, we're gone. And I didn't know what to do, right? And something y'all taught me, right, was, like, keep giving back. And that's what I did, man. Like, I got in the circle and, like, I just kept giving back. That's how I ended up in freaking Malibu, because I kept giving back. But you know what, like, I got myself in, like, man, all over the place, you know. I still have a commitment in freaking Pakistan, you know, with Adele, who's amazing, man. Like, I love him today, right? And I tell my brother-in-law, like, I've been able to, like, have intimacy with these people that don't even live here in our freaking country. I get to see how he lives and how he interacts with his kids. And, you know, he's been in our program for 30 years, and he just celebrated 2 years over the screen. So you know what, man, like, it has connected me to so many people, right? And I've had so many people, like, help me. This freaking grief, like, sucks. Like, it has paralyzed me where, like, I couldn't get out of bed even when I wanted to. I couldn't clean my house. You know, but I'd still show up and be like, hey, man, how are y'all doing? How are you doing? I'd be like, I'm okay, but do you really want to know how I'm doing? You know, and then I would tell y'all, and it'd be like, oh, but she's in a better place. They're doing so much better. That's what she would want. You don't know my mother. My mother would not want me to be happy. So you know what? That's not true. I know my mother. So it's like, I have heard, right, like, some crazy ass shit that people come up with. And let me tell you, man, like, if someone has lost a loved one, man, just go and hug them. You don't have to open your mouth, man. Just hug them, man. Like, I know that that's all I've needed, and I know that that's all my brother-in-law has needed, man. It's like, just love us. Don't try to tell me how I feel or how I should feel, you know, because nobody knows the pain that we go through. You don't know the struggles, right? And something that my brother-in-law has done right, which I love that he's done, is like he's opened up a grief meeting for Narcotics Anonymous members. And it has helped us tremendously to go on there, right? Like, we have this bond with someone different than it's just not just an amen. Like, we have this common bond now that we're freaking grieving, and we can go on there and talk exactly what's happening, right? Because sometimes I come up here, I share in a meeting, I'm like, man, people are like, really, you're there again? Like, we've already heard you, you know, we know you're sad, you know, and it's like, you gotta have someone that knows exactly what's going on. And I thank you for that, Patrick. Like, he's been committed to it. Like, he stays up till 11, 12 o'clock and, you know, gets up and goes to work. And he says, man, like, this is what I feel that we need. And we have needed it, you know. It's something that, like, has helped me tremendously, right, to get to the other side. And I kind of thought that, like, man, I'm doing great, right? Life is good again and everything is, like, pretty good again. We're doing stuff and we're going places. And let me tell you, like, me and my brother-in-law and my nephew and my daughter have been, like, inseparable, right? We have been going all over the place and we're fixing, right? I'm going to celebrate 20 years, which I think is, like, freaking crazy. Let me tell y'all what I did just a little while ago that I thought was really crazy that I shouldn't have done. And I told my brother-in-law I wasn't going to do it, and I still did it, right? He walks into my house, and I said, man, they're wanting me to do something real crazy, but I'm not doing it. We get in the car, and I said, sure, yes, no problem. And he's like, what did you just do? I said, I know. So they asked me if I could speak on Zoom at 4 o'clock. And I said, no, I think that would be crazy because I'm speaking at 5. And then the lady's like, oh, please, like, I really, oh, sure, I'll do it. I'm like, shit, what the hell did I just do, right? But anyway, I never thought, I acknowledge, I never thought, yeah, you don't need to do the little walk. Like, I got it. Zoom has taught me that, to acknowledge. So We have gone a lot of places, right? We got to go to Destin, and we got to throw some of my sister's ashes. And, you know, we're fixing to go to New York, right, for my 20 years. And I was sitting out there, and I was sharing with them, and I said, man, like, my sister would be so happy to get to celebrate 20 years with me. But you know, man, like, I get to be happy today, right? And like something that my brother-in-law told me, I do have a biological brother that I never get to see that really doesn't care, you know? And Patrick told me, you know, that day that he went to my home group, and he told me, you know, man, like, you have a brother, man, like, I'm here and I love you, and I love you too, Patrick. Like, you know what, like, it has been, you know, and we call him Uncle Patrick now, right? It's not Patrick, it's Uncle Patrick. My daughter just adores him, right? Because, like, he's there for us. And you know what? Like, he has helped us, right, to get through this process, as painful as it is for both of us. You know, we both lost, you know, not just him, but me too, you know. And it's like, I'm trying to find my way, you know, to be able to get back to what life is supposed to be, not the way life was, but the way life is supposed to be today. And I have no idea what that looks like, but I know that if I continue to do what I've been doing, you know, it'll slowly get better, you know. And I'm gonna tell you, man, like, the shit's not easy. It has been, like, really, really hard. You know, my sister's clean date just passed, and man, like, it knocked me in my bed and I couldn't get out. And I love this program, right? There's someone 1,500 miles away from me that, like, all of a sudden I met him and he started sending me text messages about him cleaning his restroom, and vacuuming his living room. And I was like, this is some weird shit. Like, who sends you that, right? But I told you, man, like, God works in mysterious ways, right? It got me out of my bed and it got me to clean my restroom and it got me to vacuum. And now I know that every Sunday he's cleaning his house, and guess what I do now? Every Sunday I'm cleaning my house. So you know what, man, like, this program is amazing the way it works, right? And today, man, like, I pay attention, you know, to the way, you know, that God places people in my life, right? And it's okay if he takes them away too, man. I'm just grateful to be able to be here and share with y'all. Thank you.